Aluta Continua by the Bozzotto Ensemble, a four-part drama about the July 2021 uprising, when ex-President Moses refused to go quietly. Episode 4, After the Storm.
Hey. ATM, give me your cash. Don't be mean, surrender your stash. Ban, and slash. Lani land, we are going to be trash. Give me your cash or you'll be back. ATM, give me your cash. Don't be mean, surrender your cash. Ban, and slash. Lani land, we are going to be trash. Give me your cash or you'll be back.
Ex-President Moses' refusal to face charges of corruption and racketeering have taken a violent turn, as thousands of his supporters are joined by mobs of mainly unemployed but also middle-class township residents. The looting and vandalization that has taken place in KwaZulu-Natal and Gauteng has led to the following industrial parks and shopping malls being attacked overnight.
Konobia Ridge Logistic Park in KwaZulu-Natal saw extensive fire damage to its logistic building.
Biela Shopping Center in Empangeni suffered a degree of structural damage due to a fire.
Everton Mall in Gauteng was extensively looted.
Springs Shopping Center in Orange Farm, Gauteng, was looted and suffered several small fires.
336 West Street in Durban. The roof of this building collapsed due to a fire.
Yarona Shopping Center in Tembisa was looted and has sustained fire damage.
Eat, you want more meat? Eat, you want more meat? Pour the gravy, don't be lazy. Pour the gravy, don't be lazy. Stop corruption. All must eat.
Sibanda, We can't manage with the small numbers we have. We urgently need to mobilize more off-duty officers.
I'm sorry, Captain Khatebe, but we don't have budget for overtime. In any case, the off-duty personnel also deserve their rest.
But this is serious emergency, sir. Maybe the worst we have faced since 1994.
Nonsense, Captain. We have seen many protests, all for a good cause. As SAPS, we can't be seen to be stopping democracy.
Mm-hmm. But people are getting killed. Shops are being looted. Cell phone towers are being knocked down. Vehicles are hijacked.
Aren't you exaggerating, Khatebe? It seems you are buying the fake news dished up by the white-controlled press.
Not at all, sir. I've seen this destruction with my own two eyes, and it's been reported by the SABC.
Don't talk about the SABC! They only say bad things about Comrade Moses. They want to smear his good name.
Yes, he's getting negative publicity. But maybe it's because what he's doing is negative. As far as the violence and chaos goes, it is clear this was planned and organized, and that we should have acted long ago to stop these people.
Captain, may I remind you that I have not asked for your opinion on these matters. Your ignorance is highly dangerous. I suggest you carry out my orders without further debate.
I'm not debating, sir. These are facts.
Facts can be turned inside out.
Exactly.
We know how Comrade Moses' good work has been distorted by politically motivated state prosecutors.
Supported by white-led NGOs with a few high-profile coconuts to give us an impression that they are speaking for the black masses.
Mm-hmm.
But take note, those who are with Comrade Moses are aware of these impimpis, and they will deal with them.
Absolutely, Mdebele. We can't have people disrespecting our culture by attacking what he achieved. As a Zulu man, he stood up for our people and brought many friends to our country, including Russia.
With respect, Colonel, I find these views to be out of line for a SAPS commander. We are not supposed to take party political positions.
But this is not party political. Comrade Moses is a leader of the National Democratic Revolution, and all black Africans should be supporting him.
Mm-hmm. Maybe, but he stands accused of very serious crimes,
which have never been tested in court.
I think we know the reason for that.
Captain, I don't like your tone. Carry on like this, and you will find yourself in big, big trouble. The people protesting out there are in the malls and industrial parks, not on holiday. They are serious about supporting their hero. Yes.
I'm sure they are. The question is whether that will destroy the country.
Lapho kungazikho nomama nobaba soluthi isitongo sethu.
Mr. Selevi, I quite understand your concern, but really there's nothing we can do.
What do you mean there's nothing you can do? The rent I pay for a shopping mall guarantees me protection. Why was there no security?
But there was, sir. It's just that...
Don't give me excuses, Mr. Bridges. I had my life savings invested in that shop. Do you know how many years it has taken me to get where I am?
Yes, I know, Mr. Selevi. It's just that the security were overwhelmed and we had no backup from the police. We phoned them over and over again, but...
You are asking me to believe that the police didn't react to your call for help?
No, sir, they didn't. And believe me, your losses are small change compared to some of our other tenants. They've lost millions.
So because I have a small business, you can ignore me?
No, sir. I just meant you have to see this in proportion.
My friend, those big businesses can afford the knock. We small entrepreneurs can't.
That may be true, Mr. Selevi, but please blame this on your leaders and on your politicians. They've brought us to this disaster, not me.
Yes, but you people must now do more for us. I am ruined, completely ruined.
But don't you have insurance?
Yes, but not for everything.
Oh, that's very sad, Mr. Selevi. A very big mistake.
With my cash flow dropping down to nothing because of the COVID lockdowns, I couldn't keep up with the payments.
Just too bad. But we have to go on, right? Have you started cleaning out your shop?
Yes, but there's so much broken glass, it's still very dangerous moving around.
You know what? I'll send our team over to help you.
Oh, I'm pleased to hear that, Mr. Bridges. But understand, we really can't pay rent at the moment. And who knows when we'll be able to buy new stock and start trading. I might have to declare bankruptcy. And then, oh God, I just don't know.
This is Noglunga Machola, reporting for Ground Up. For the first time in days, I went to bed on Wednesday night with a little bit of hope that things will get back to the way they were before the looting began. Communities were banding together to protect what was left. It gave me joy to see people volunteering and organizing themselves to help clean up the mess left by the riots in various parts of Durban, including Umlazi Mega City and Central Durban. And I felt relieved when I got a call around 7 p.m. Wednesday from a source in Phoenix saying the army had at last arrived. For days, I've been out in the field in KwaMashu and Newlands feeling deeply saddened at what has happened to my beloved province of KwaZulu-Natal and the beautiful and warm city of eThekwini. Some of the looters were not satisfied with just taking whatever was inside. They had to toss a mesh as well. Why? And at such cost to the community. Let us not forget the lives lost. I keep asking myself, how are we going to recover from this?
Free, free Moses! Free, free Moses!
Lock him up, lock him up, jail, jail, jail. Lock him up, lock him up, jail, jail.
Good day all. I've called this special meeting of the security cluster to review the situation and plan our government's response. Let us start with your report, Minister of State Security.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mm. I am happy to report that the wave of unrest that spread from Sunday night is starting to wind down.
Comrade, that may be so. But as Minister of Finance, I tell you, I cannot believe the damage already caused. This so-called uprising will cost us billions. Did the state security agency have no idea what was being planned?
As Minister of Police, I can tell you that we received no warning.
Really? Can this be true?
No, Mr. President. There were warnings. From January onwards, we issued red alerts that certain groups were advocating a shutdown in KwaZulu-Natal aimed at forcing you to resign.
Me? Resign?
Mm-hmm.
And what was done about this?
How would I know? We, as state security, give report to the National Operational and Intelligence Structure, and then it is up to the police and the army to act on them.
Then why didn't they act?
I must object, comrade. As I said, we received no warning.
Neither did we, as the army.
Oh, this is unbelievable.
Yes, this is a mess.
Comrade, our agents are working hard and cannot be held responsible for others who do not follow up on the information we provide.
Mr. President, I can assure you that had we known that an uprising of this scale was being planned, we would long ago have acted against the instigators. I repeat, we got no information and certainly no names.
Did you use the word uprising?
Yes, I did. And that is based on very recent social media messages from well-identified sources.
In other words, people close to ex-President Moses have been plotting to overthrow the government. And the head of our state security agency didn't bother to call a special meeting with you? And the head of the army? That's highly negligent.
Yeah, I must agree. There seem to have been serious negligence here. Everyone working with blinkers till we have a catastrophe. Never mind what COVID has done to the economy. We now have mobs burning down malls and industrial plants.
Mm.
And photographs of this madness being transmitted around the world. Who? Tell me who will invest in our country after such scenes?
Exactly. And then where will we find money for social grants?
And that's why we can't let the looters get away with this. Doing nothing will encourage the planners to try this again and again.
You're correct, sir. We have no choice but to go house to house and recover what they stole.
I agree. Let no one say we are going soft on crime.
Was this ripped?
Where's your slip? Was this ripped? Where's your slip? Was this ripped? Where's your slip?
My brother, let us drink to this success.
Absolutely. Who could have imagined how committed our people are to justice? They came out in their tens of thousands to give a finger to those bastards who put away our leader.
Yeah, the sellout thought they could control us. And what happened? We managed to trash 200 shopping malls, burn down dozens of factories and warehouses, smash cell phone towers, liberate ships' containers.
Mm.
It was a beautiful take, take, take.
We have wonder if a 50 billion rand knock to the country's wealth isn't hard enough to knock sense into them,
then we'll ramp it up another 50.
Yebo, and 130,000 jobs at risk, and hundreds of small and medium businesses that may shut down will seem small change after what we'll do to them.
You said it right, my brother. Yeah. They will beg for mercy.
Eat, you want more meat? Eat, you want more meat? Pour the gravy, don't be lazy. Pour the gravy, don't be lazy.
And now, to wrap up this broadcast, we again cross to Nogulunga Majola, our reporter on the scene.
I am grateful that as I write this, my family members are safe. They have only run out of petrol. Other people are running out of food, basic necessities like sugar and milk, baby formula and nappies. They are spending hours queuing to buy groceries in places far from their homes because all the supermarkets close to them have been looted and burned. I was lucky. I happen to have enough food at home, but I'm unable to find bread and milk. So, since Tuesday, I started to make fat cooks. Yes, there are many ways to adapt to this situation. A friend of mine who lives in central Durban told me that she needed things for her baby. She headed to a supermarket in South Beach, but the queue was too long and she gave up. On her way home, she came across someone selling nappies, almost certainly looted. But her baby needs diapers and formula, so she bought them.
Stop corruption, all must eat. Stop corruption, all must eat.
You know, my Joma, I'm in shock, man. I've just had a big row with one of my neighbors.
Which one?
Gibson Ndlovu. He really made me mad, man.
Why? What happened?
You won't believe this. He wanted me to hide stuff he looted in my house.
Huh?
You see, he worked overtime, except shop by shop. He took clothes, food, alcohol, pots and pans, anything he could lay his hands on. But then I suppose he had to.
He had to? Hey. Why is that?
Yeah, he was one of the local organizers, so he had to lead by example.
OMG.
Hey, but now, my friend, there's a problem.
Uh-huh.
The army is coming to search our houses. They want slips for everything that looks new. Otherwise, they arrest you.
And he wants you to risk arrest for him? Yeah. This is going from bad to worse.
Javier, but he says he will give me a big, big present.
Hmm?
Something he knows I've been wanting since the last one broke down.
And what's that?
A washing machine!
You must risk arrest for his stolen washing machine!
Yeah! That is his offer.
So, what did you say?
Tommy, what do you think?
I won't be used!
I won't be used!
South Africa's Human Rights Commission opened hearings on Monday into the July riots that left 354 people dead, with witnesses giving vivid accounts of how the violence spilled into homes and devastated families. The unrest was the deadliest since the fall of the white minority government. Witnesses described how tear gas was fired into homes and loved ones were shot by vigilantes, who themselves were often driven to violence by sheer terror at the lackluster police response. The unrest exacerbated, amongst other things, inequality between certain communities, unemployment levels, poverty, hunger, and food insecurity. The Commission has powers to investigate rights violations and to recommend appropriate redress. It said damage from the riots totaled many billions of rands and called the violence an attempted insurrection.
ATM, give me your cash. Don't be mean, surrender your stash. Pen, 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 pen and slash. Lani land, you're going to be crashed. Give me your cash or you'll be bad. ATM, give me your cash. Don't be mean, surrender your stash. Pen, 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 pen and slash. Lani land, you're going to be crashed. Give me your cash or you'll be bad.